Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What a day for a reminder of where it is we live, right, Kev? Come on.
Come Absolutely. On. Come on.
Aaron Tippin's going to bring us in on Veterans Day. Just lean into the words here a little bit for us, folks, as we get going live from the Elks Club in Bismarck.
Ask me where I come from. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. An extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
What else do you need to know? And the only thing I'd add,
big old land with countless dreams.
To everything he's singing here is that
happiness ain't out of reach.
None of it would have happened without veterans.
You're right.
Amen.
None of it
Amen,
would have happened
brother.
Without veterans. So that's all you need to know. Today is about five very important things. Veterans, 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 and veterans.
That's it.
Is that enough, Steve Swan?
It's their day, and I'm here for it.
I am thrilled to be part of this event. I would dare say there is no event in the upper Midwest that I know of that is going to honor veterans in the way they're being honored at the Elks Club in Bismarck today, because we're feeding how many people?
1,200 today.
And it's veterans?
It's veterans,
active duty military?
Active duty and first responders.
And the tickets are out. They're gone.
Yep,
they flew off the shelf.
We've
been talking about for
yep.
a couple weeks. And what are you going to serve them, Steve?
Well, we've got turkey with gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans, cranberries, and a pumpkin pie dessert.
Is that all?
Yeah.
That's all.
Kevin Flynn's going to start whining now because he's back in Fargo.
I'm sitting here and you're making me hungry.
And by the way, the other thing I'll tell you is there's enough wind coming from Bismarck Mandan towards Fargo. You're going to smell this turkey dinner.
And it's good. We got to sample it. It's the best.
Yes, we did. We did a little quality control.
That's right.
We want to make sure the meal for the veterans was absolutely pitch perfect.
Exactly. We have to try the pie.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that live on the air.
Okay, that would be fun.
Exactly. How did you decide to do an event like this?
You know, it was, I think it's 12 years ago, Bruce Benz and I were sitting in this exact Elks Club, and we sat there and said, what are we going to do to honor these vets? And we thought, why not serve them a meal? How much is it going to cost? Da, da, da. And anyway, we started it, and I think we started with 300 or 400 tickets. And, of course, prior to the COVID thing, we were at 1,500, and we backed it off this year because of the CDC guidelines and various things. And we're just so happy to be back. I mean, this is such a big thing. We look forward. My employees look forward. The sponsors' employees look forward to every year to see these people. It's just gotten to be a big, happy family.
And Schwann, Buick GMC Cadillac, you hear about regularly on What's On Your Mind, as well as Action Movers, two of the big sponsors. There's others as well, including iHeartMedia and Valet Marine. First International Bank of Trust.
New one this year. They're excited to be on board. Northwest Contracting is back again, and then we've got Quality Inn & Suites. Always good guys.
Yeah.
They've been here from the start.
So when you first had that little brainstorming session here, was there alcoholic beverages involved?
There was a few beers involved, and
okay.
It was a very deep session, but it worked.
Did you ever think there'd be 1,200, 1,500 people that kind of success?
No, we just, you know, and of course we always hear the cries, we got to go bigger and bigger, and I say, no, we want to take care of what we got right here and make it, and it's a very feasible thing when we go back up to 1,500. 1,200 I think is going to be a piece of cake today, I hope.
Yeah, you could probably do this in the Bismarck Event Center and have thousands and thousands of people.
But, you know, we wouldn't have the Elks food.
Right, and the Elks does such a nice job here. They take good care. Here it makes sense.
It's like home to us here, and they do such a great job. And of course, we want to talk a little bit about the missing soldier tables we've got up this year again, and very moving when they walk in here and they see that missing soldier table with the flower and the Bible and various things like that. So these are things that really turn the vets' heads, and they think about where they've been and what they've done, and they show appreciation for it.
You're a good man. There's darn few of us left. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for having us here, and thanks for iHeart for being here, and we hope to see you back next November 10th.
We'll be here, and I love that you're doing it a day before Veterans Day next
year. We're going to get around all that clutter of Veterans Day, and we're going to make this just one event on that day prior, and I think we're going to have a much, much bigger crowd than 1,200. We're going to go back up to 1,500, and we're excited.
All the tickets are gone, and I know a lot of VIPs are headed over here. And what I think you ought to do with them, like politicians and stuff, you know, like senators and, you know, governors and lieutenant governors and stuff like that.
Make them clean tables?
I was going to say put an apron on them.
Oh, we could do
that. Put an apron on them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No speeches here. Just come think of it.
Right. Hey, one other thing I got to mention. We got the North Dakota Veterans Association that's going to be here today, and they're going to be making dog tags.
Oh.
For the vets out here front,
nice.
Which is going to be good. And then something new this year, we have the Wall of Honor that's going to be on display here up and going off for veterans to see their fellow veterans that we've lost or are still here.
An incredible project.
Right, it
is. We're
going
to be talking to them at 10:20 this morning.
Okay.
What that does is make Veterans Day every day in bars and restaurants and airports and places all across North Dakota.
Right. It really does. So when they asked if they could come here, I welcomed them with open arms, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, that's great. And it's on a big screen here.
Yep, right.
On the big giant screen,
right.
So that's going to be really cool. So thanks for doing it, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being here. And, again, you're going to get Steve Herman over here in a little bit. And
Are you sure we should do that?
Well, look, he's a wounded vet.
Well, he is truly a wounded vet, and he's got a great story, but now he's wounded from a hip.
That's right.
He's got a new hip or something. His hip's giving him trouble.
He's got hip problems, but he'll get out of it. You see him working out at the gym every once in a while, so he's trying to work it out of it.
He's another great American.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Steve Herman, of course, the team from Action Movers, and the whole crew here done a phenomenal job. Any veteran that wants to yap on the radio, you send him our way.
Well, I'll get him up here. There's a few. You know, one guy we probably should catch, I don't know if he's going to be here. He's probably not going to be here until 12:30, was Bob Weifold.
Oh, I love Bob.
They had a big thing on the news about him last night.
He is great, but he talks a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be here at 12:30.
He's been on the radio before.
Yeah, he's been
on the radio. But he's a good vet, and a big, big push behind that USS North Dakota and so many other great vets.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right. I'll be talking to you again.
Come on back. We look forward to hearing from you, Steve Schwann. From Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Of course, Todd, you know, likes to wave all those nice sets of wheels that Steve sets them up with and tells us about them often here. So, and Todd's already here. He's just, you know what, Kev? He got into the pumpkin pie already.
I
can't even believe it, but he got into the pumpkin pie. And,
just bring back a little sample. That's all I ask.
I was supposed to be the quality control guy, and I'm talking on the radio, and Todd says, well, I'll do it. He volunteers for it. Speaking of which, by the way, I spent I don't know how many hours at the legislature yesterday. After we left the Department of Transportation, we headed over there, and it was a busy day, and it continues to be a busy day today. They right now are in a special ceremony for the veterans. God bless them. Stopped everything amidst this busy session and are hearing from some veterans. And, Kev, you want to pull that up? We can dip into that at some point here today. I think that's going to take the better part of an hour. And they're having veterans address the joint sessions of the legislature. Then at 10, there's an event over at the Heritage Center. And I know that Governor Burgum and other people will be speaking there as well. Kind of a tradition that is done every year. And then there's just so many different things going on in every corner of University of Mary has a chapel service today. UND is doing some great things. The president of UND, Andy Armacost, is going to join us a little later on the program. He's a veteran and an Air Force general, a great guy now, president of UND. So we'll talk about their Veterans Day celebration. I mentioned Wall of Honor will be here. The exception we're going to make to non-veterans today are going to be the majority leader of the House and Senate, Rich Wardner and Chet Pollard. But because they are today fighting for freedom, we are going to allow them to come on, because I don't know if you've noticed, but we are under attack from the federal government on multiple fronts, So what they're trying to do is erect a firewall from the state legislature. And by the way, the two leaders and every single member of that body should hear from you and let them know what it is most concerns you about the federal government's overreach in North Dakota, because they are erecting firewalls to it right now. So that's why we're going to take a little time and talk with them as well. What did you just... Steve Schwann came back, and he's got something in his...
I brought you some pumpkin pie to try. We've got to have this quality control.
Okay, let's see. Should we do it here, Chris?
Yeah, you get the one fork there.
Chris, take a picture now. We are going to sample pumpkin pie. And
yeah.
You're going to do the first bite, Ryan?
I'm going to do it. I'll
okay, do the first bite, and then I'll do the next one.
All right, here
you
we go.
You go first.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Mmm.
How is it?
Oh, it's cool.
Is it?
Mmm.
Cool.
Very moist.
Moist. Okay, let me go.
And a lot of pumpkin flavor.
Mmm. Totally agree with you.
It's going to work really good after a big plate of turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberries, and green beans.
Very moist, and that's the key.
Oh, it is.
But the crust is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to save that for Todd, the radio guy.
Yeah, we'll save this one for him. Yep.
Here's his fork right here.
I heard he was already into one in the back. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm checking my sources on that.
No surprise there.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. That's
you
awesome.
Bet.
That's better than a Cadillac right there, I'll tell you. That's a Cadillac pumpkin pie, and they're putting on a Cadillac Thanksgiving dinner here. It came a little early. Quite appropriate. Well, I thank these guys, right? Jeff, my gosh.
Yeah,
nothing else matters.
I'd be right with Todd on that, hitting the back room there for some pie first.
Oh, and what I didn't even ask for, but I got was the best part. And I'm not a big dark meat guy for turkey, but it was the most moist, wonderful little slice. Oh, it was so good. It was almost as good as the Neffel hot dish I had at the Capitol cafeteria yesterday. That cafe at the State Capitol.
Now you're plucking there. Oh, yeah.
And I've never had an Neffel hot dish. I didn't know it existed. I love Neffel soup, but have you ever heard of Neffel hot dish?
I have not. Yep, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's my new favorite food group. I can't even believe it. Oh, Neffel hot dish, corn, a bun. Oh, my gosh, it was good. Back with more Saluting Veterans on What's On Your Mind.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm going to wait for Kevin to play some music, and then I'm going to talk to Todd Mitchell, live from the Elks Club in Bismarck, where 1,200 veterans are going to be served a meal fit for a king. Isn't it, Todd Mitchell? I think it's fit for a king, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. And how do we know it's fit for a king? We are doing quality control. That's how we know.
Fit for veterans who defended the king for all these years.
There you go. Yeah, defended the kingdom, the freedom.
The kingdom.
Of the United
exactly.
States of America. Yeah, exactly,
exactly
right. So we don't have a stupid king. I don't think we have a king. Do we have a? I think we do, actually. It's called Joe Biden. That's what we're fighting right now. That's why freedom's under attack.
I just think back to that Naked Gun movie. For no matter how silly an idea of having a queen may be to us, we need to respect.
So Kevin Flynn and I heard that you had special back kitchen access to be able to sample. Have you sampled anything yet?
I'm about to
okay,
sample.
Okay, well, this is the piece
pie.
I saved you. But I heard you had a little previous sneak. No,
I was over at the missing man's table.
Oh, okay. You weren't eating.
You know, that makes it real when you sit there and watch that and you just stop for a moment and you realize, oh, wow.
You're right.
It makes it so real.
It does, and I see it the minute they
no,
come
No, I think
in
Steve's got guards. Because you notice he shut the door here.
So oh, is that the deal?
He's got guards
okay.
Making sure.
So here's the deal.
Because the turkey's at 10:30. Todd doesn't get to get the turkey early. I don't have any special privileges
I did get a little sample of the turkey. So maybe maybe I was the one that cheated. So now Todd has in his hand the rest of this. We need to get Todd a fork.
Don't need a fork?
You don't need a fork?
I'm a guy. We don't use forks.
Well, it was half a piece of pie.
Though.
So take a bite and see what you think. Give me your first impression. What are you getting? What's good about it? Is that right? Yeah, nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is better than Mom used to make.
Oh, my gosh. I'm calling Todd's mom.
Go ahead. She'll probably agree to it.
Oh, folks, this is the meal the veterans are getting. Texture just said, man, you're making me hungry for Thanksgiving. Me too. I'm getting hungry for Thanksgiving. The great deal is the veterans get a Thanksgiving meal today here. 1,200 of them. I know of nothing else on the planet that does this kind of event for veterans and active duty military as well as first responders. It's pretty
I can't
cool.
wait till we can get past the COVID era and get it back to 1,500 where it belongs. But
yeah.
It's going to be safe for everybody today.
Yeah,
so
better than last year. Didn't have anybody or couldn't do it. Yeah. This is awesome.
I had the idea, but unfortunately I just had it a few minutes ago. We should have done a veterans drive-by, and it could have driven by, and we could have handed them the turkey dinners.
That's a good idea.
God, why do I think of this stuff after the
fact? Well, see, the fact that freedom's under attack, you can't do anything. Because, you know, COVID is outside, too. Have you forgotten that?
Well, yeah, we'd have to be outside with masks on, even though we're nowhere near other people.
Yeah. Five, yeah. And only if you're vaccinated 88 times.
Wear the entire box of masks, box and all, just to be safe, because I want to make sure I'm not the guy infecting anyone.
Which is why we're making an exception today. The only people that are not going to be on this radio that are not veterans have to be people who are defending veterans, support veterans,
okay,
doing things for veterans, have a story about a veteran, okay?
There you
go. And I have a special hotline set up. It's the Action Movers hotline for today.
There you go.
The Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac hotline for today, okay?
Love it.
You need to do is dial 855-200-1776. Who can't remember that?
I know, right? If you can't remember that, you're not an American.
So just think, 855, that's the toll-free part, 200, because we're 200-some years old here, and some change. Soon we'll be over the 250.
200, we're not going to count beyond that. We knew back in 1976 it was 200, then we stopped counting.
And then 1776, okay? So here's the deal, folks. Call 855-200-1776. If you're a veteran or have a story about a veteran.
I got a story.
And you call between now and the end of this program, you will get a free $25 gift card from MyPillow.
Whoa!
Little incentive.
Look at you.
And last time I checked, that buys you the standard pillow and you'll have $5 left over. Right?
With the sales going on, yeah.
Exactly right. So we will mail you. We'll call you actually, get your address, and then mail you after. But you call 855-200-1776 veterans. Tell us what it feels like to be a veteran on Veterans Day. Here's the first one. They're coming in already, Todd.
There we go.
Holy
I was in the Navy from August 10th, 1992 to November 30th, 1999. I've been around this world a couple times. But what inspired me to go in was my father. He retired Chief Warrant Officer, made Master Chief, or E-9 in the Navy, in 15 years, was an exceptional sailor. Probably the best the Navy's ever had, but I'm very biased, mind you. So one of my favorite stories that I like to tell is when I was 9 or 10, Dad was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, on board the USS Mayhem, DDG 42. And every time Mom and I would drop him off on the pier at the ship, I'd always look at Dad and say hi to her for me, Dad.
Did it end there, Kev?
It looks like it did.
Wow. That was a great story, though.
It is kind of the cliffhanger to leave it on, isn't it?
I know. Oh, gosh. I was just hanging on every word. And, you know, you could tell how emotional he was about talking about what inspired him and his dad and the service there. I mean, awesome. Awesome.
That's
awesome.
The kind of story where that's where you cut to commercial and then there's the next part.
Exactly.
Yeah. The next part of that.
And you can call us live on the air today, too, at 258-0550. We got a jam packed show here from. The Elks Club in Bismarck serving these vets, and we're going to talk to veterans here. I'm going to talk to the sponsors here, make sure they get their proper due. And,
oh, absolutely.
We're also, as I said, going to talk with Andy Armacost coming up here in a couple of minutes. Andy is the president of the University of North Dakota. He's a veteran. He is an Air Force general. They're doing some great things for vets today at UND, so we'll talk about that. We're going to hear about the Wall of Honor program today, and they're going to be here. They celebrate Veterans Day every day. In every corner of North Dakota, you look for those screens, it's just so dang cool. So, pretty darn awesome. Pretty darn awesome. And really look forward. Do we have more of the story?
We do. Okay. Wave goodbye to his dad and say hi to her for me, Dad.
Tell her to protect you good. When I was only 9 years old or something like that. So that's one of my favorite stories to tell. And I don't know if he ever did or not, but he's never told me. But then to watch the Kitty Hawk pull out of Philadelphia after refab, that was pretty cool. But probably my fondest memory as a child was watching the USS Missouri float up the Delaware River and come into Philadelphia. That's where she had the Tomahawk missile.
Oh, looks like it ended there. Looks like it ended.
We got another cliffhanger.
I know.
These cliffhangers are making me crazy.
Storyteller. Always leave that cliffhanger so we're like, going, we want more.
Okay.
Always leaving one more.
Anyway, great story, and thank you. And our first recipient of a MyPillow gift card, $25.
That's Talia.
Big time story. I love it. That's a great way to go. And that's the kind of stories we want. So if you're a veteran or you got a story about a veteran, $25 gift card from MyPillow, call 855-200-1776 to be eligible for the prize. Andrew's on the road. Andrew, what's on your mind on this Veterans Day?
Yep, we're told to call in and give stories about being a vet.
Absolutely. Lay one on us.
All right. So I was in the 3rd Ranger Battalion for 10 years from 89 to 99. Served over, overseas, obviously, in Europe, and helped out with Israel during the Palestine uprising. But anyway, long story short, one of my most fondest memories was when
Andrew, I hate to do this, but I want to hear the story, and we have a break coming up, so do not touch that dial. Stay right there on that phone, and we'll talk to you in a sec here, okay? Don't go anywhere. More on our Veterans Day salute, thanking the folks for our freedom. After this,
it's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
South Dakota's House launched an investigation Tuesday into whether the state's attorney general should be impeached for his conduct surrounding a car crash last year that killed a pedestrian. Their House voted to have a committee prepare a report and recommend whether Attorney General Jason Ravensburg should be impeached. Inflation data released Wednesday indicates inflation in October grew at its fastest rate in 30 years. The 6.2% inflation rate has Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, thinking about putting President Biden's social spending bill off until next year. With a limited number of legislative days left in the year, Manchin is content to focus on issues that need to be addressed now. Former NFL player Henry Ruggs III has been formally charged with four felony counts of DUI and reckless driving. Police say Ruggs was driving at 156 miles per hour on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street before the crash that killed 23-year-old Tina Tintor. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality pros. Good veteran by the name of Mark Thompson.
Good friend.
Veteran-owned company. Do great work. He and his daughters and Claudia run a great operation. I'll tell you, they've been doing it, that H.A. Thompson & Sons. Father of Mark and grandfather of Mark, started H.A. Thompson & Sons way back in 1908. But here they are today on the cutting-edge technology for COVID. And any other, you know, virus, bacteria, mold that's in the air, HATandSons.com has all the details. But I'm telling you, in my view, whether it's COVID or the thing after the COVID or 15 variants, this is not going away for a while. So all you want is the best possible air quality in your home or your business. And we know this works. So find out more about the options you have, and there are many. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Another one of our fine sponsors is Action Movers with two A's, and Steve Herman, who is a veteran.
I am.
And joins us now to talk about this wonderful event that you co-sponsor here. How are you, sir?
I am well. Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for everything you do for the veterans.
I'm just talking to a microphone. You realize that's pretty easy.
Yeah. You and Todd do a wonderful job of helping support the veterans.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your story in a second here. Andrew is joining us, and you're going to hear this as well, but Andrew was on the road, a veteran, and was about to tell us a story. So, Andrew, remind me where you served.
I was over in Germany at this time. I served all throughout the world. Anywhere in 18 hours.
Anywhere in 18 hours. Those are the kind of quick strike vets we need. So go ahead with your story. Sorry we had to pause.
So anyway, we were in Germany, and one of my most fondest memories of being over in Germany that I can actually tell in the air was during this time, the season, the holiday season, all the vendors would bring all their stuff out onto the street, and they would light up the street. And it was just phenomenally beautiful, and you literally cannot go from you couldn't go a block without food in your mouth, a beer in your hand, and people trying to sell you stuff. And it was just the camaraderie and being in with the locals during that time and when watching them do Christmas and Thanksgiving and how they did it. It was just really cool. Where it's been now, our family with my wife and my kids, we kind of did the same thing. We kind of melded some of their traditions with American traditions. It was just. Being a part of that was just really, really fun, especially with the loved ones I had over in the military.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, of course, Germany wouldn't be Germany without the blood, sweat, and tears of the U.S. Armed Forces and the veterans we celebrate today. Did you feel appreciated from the Germans there when you were there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have no problem with us being there. There are times that we go into the little hamlets, and instead of staying at a bed and breakfast, they would literally invite you into their home. And they would feed you, drink you. It was really cool.
That's awesome. Great story, Andrew. Yep. Hang on a sec. We're going to get your number so we can send you one of those $25 gift cards from MyPillow. The easiest way for you as veterans to tell your story today or loved ones that want to honor a veteran, give a shout-out to a veteran, is to call our 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. And for every story we get today from a veteran or a family member saluting a veteran, we'll send a $25 gift certificate from MyPillow. That's how we're honoring veterans today. And it also means you don't have to wait so much because there's a lot going on today. So, Steve Herman, back to your story. You've got an incredible one. And what I weep most about when it comes to veterans is how Vietnam-era veterans were treated. You know, and just the politics of the time and everything else. But by and large, living here has to be significantly different. I mean, do you feel loved? Do you feel thanked for your service?
Well, I absolutely do. I told you a couple of years ago that when I came back from Southeast Asia that had spent almost 13 months over there in Thailand, being in the Air Force. We had big Air Force base, and where I was Tak Lee, Thailand. Right next door to Cambodia and Vietnam, Laos. So we did a lot of support. We lost a lot of pilots. I was a ground controller over there. So they would come in and we'd know what the war mission was, what the frag was, and certain pilots would want to be put in, fighter pilots would want to be put in the same tail number that they had before because they're very superstitious kind of people. But when we got back, we were told to get into civilian clothes, that it would be best for us, would not have as much harassment if we were in civilian clothes. So we stripped out of our military clothes and got into our civilian clothes and journeyed on home.
Which is a bit of a sad chapter in the grand scheme of things. But getting home back here, was it a different story?
It was a different story. Here, of course, North Dakota is such a special place in my heart anyway, having been raised here and been here my whole life. But as a young guy coming back, it was different. You got support. If you didn't get support, you didn't get frowned on, and you didn't get spit on like some did. I never was spit on. I think most of us went over to Vietnam because we really believed that we were going to bring democracy to a country, and then that would give them the freedom of the right to speak and to protest.
And they have it now.
Yeah. And when we came back, I mean, those people that weren't supporting the war, they certainly had a right to protest the war. And so I've never bore any grudges against anybody for that, because really we were in the service to try to protect freedom and protect the right to speak.
How fun is it for you today, as one of the sponsors here, and sitting at that ticket taking counter up there when they come through, and you get to see 1,200 folks today, in other years even more than that, without the CDC stuff going on right now.
Right.
How fun is it to be part of this?
It's tremendous fun. I just feel so at home when I'm surrounded by veterans, men and women who really, really risk their lives. Even if they served in peace, they never knew when they were going to be called up for war or to some area where there would be conflict. And they really are brave people. And I just love being around veterans. And when Steve Schwann asked me about 6-7 years ago to help co-sponsor, I just jumped at it because I thought he had such a great idea here. And
he told me that this was cooked up at the Elk Club, so that's why it's held here.
Well, I don't.
And I also believe there might have been some beverages involved in the idea, but it worked.
Well,
I'm just saying it worked.
It definitely worked,
yeah.
And it's a great idea, and we get a wonderful turnout every year for people to come to this.
And veterans eat absolutely free, active duty military absolutely free, and they get a Thanksgiving meal that is fantastic. Turkey and all the trimmings and the pumpkin
pie. Second to none.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many turkeys we did this year, but normally when we've had 1,500, we do 55 turkeys at about 15 to 20 pounds each. So there's a lot of turkey and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie and... It's just a wonderful event.
It's awesome. Elks Club Bismarck, thanks for your service. Thanks also for the sponsorship of Action Movers here. We appreciate the partnership.
Oh, well, Scott, we just love working with you. You're a great person, and you've got the values that we share. And it's great to be part of your organization.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it very much. A fellow U.S. Air Force veteran is on our hotline, the president of UND, back with us. Andy Armacost. General, how are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you? It's great to be with you today.
So thank you for your service, sir. Let's start there.
Thank you. You know, it's an honor to wear the nation's uniform. You know, I served for 30 years in the U.S. Air Force, and to listen in on the stories that you've been sharing today, just it's really gratifying. Today is an important day for us to honor all of our
John Hovind on our line.
Those who have left us.
Do you feel appreciated? 30 years, you know, in the Air Force, long time. I mean, do you feel, not only on Veterans Day, but every day, do you get the sense that people, you know, thank you genuinely for having the great country we have and the freedom you help defend?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the outpouring of support has been incredible. I know one of your previous guests talked about the experience in Vietnam and post-Vietnam and how difficult it was for service members. And I think our nation has done a great job kind of returning to the sense of appreciation for those who serve. And, you know, I have been, when we moved to North Dakota, the sense of outpouring of support for my military service and, of course, Kathy, my wife's support to what I had done has just been absolutely, we really appreciate it. It's been incredible.
And now, today, as president of the University of North Dakota, you get to participate in efforts to honor veterans right there on campus. Tell us what's happening at UND today.
We do. And as you know, UND is an extraordinarily military-friendly
do you hear me,
campus.
John Hovind is
we have,
give me a thumbs up.
We have the great legacy of the Memorial Stadium and the Memorial Union.
Okay.
And so we've made a deliberate effort to honor veterans. Yeah. Today is no exception.
How will you do that?
1 o'clock.
Yeah, just tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Yeah, today at 1 o'clock we have a Veterans Day ceremony and remembrance to honor all of our veterans. And the mayor, Mayor Bochensky, myself, and Colonel Tim Curry from Grand Forks Air Force Base are all speaking to honor our veterans. It's a chance for the community to come together, not just the campus community, but throughout all of Grand Forks, and really honor this day and what it means to our nation.
And there are some patriots up there, I'll tell you, folks. I mean, what's going on at the Grand Forks Air Force Base right now is the tip of the spear in this war on terror. And way more than Andy could tell you, way more than the commander could tell you, but just trust me when I say a lot is happening right there to defend everything we care about in this country from enemies on every corner of this globe. So it's a great place to celebrate Veterans Day and celebrate the people that are bringing it home. And pretty much every day is Veterans Day up there, given the work you guys are doing, isn't it, Andy?
Right. We have so many programs to support our veterans, those at the Air Force Base, but again, those in our campus community. And we will never forget their service. And it's an important thing for us to remember.
1 o'clock today, Grecke Alumni Center, which is right on University, beautiful facility there. And that's open to the public at 1 o'clock. And if folks can't be there, you're also going to have that streamed as well, right?
Absolutely. Open to the public. We'd welcome everyone to come by. But you're right. Technology allows us to share that important message widely through streaming video.
And just a few seconds left here, Andy, on the mission and the role that UND is playing and Space Force and everything else. What do you want folks to know?
Well, I think it's important for them to know that across the campus we have programs that can and will support national security initiatives. The signing of our agreement with the Space Force is the most recent example of that, where we're one of only 10 schools across the nation to have an agreement with the Space Force to offer both educational and research opportunities. So it's the support that we're providing to the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, and the entire federal government is really tremendous.
Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for your service, and appreciate the time today. We'll talk again soon, Andy.
You bet, Scott. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful best day.
20 years at the U.S. Air Force Academy. So not only in the Air Force 30 years, but cranking out the men in blue on that thin blue line. Those wonderful folks that defend us every single day. More after this.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
It's everywhere. Joe Biden's approval numbers are at record lows. Biden is confused, rambling, and incoherent. And now Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax TV asking, who's really in charge in Washington? Tonight, 7 p.m., Stinchfield reveals the truth about Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the secret cast of characters behind Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Stinchfield says you need to worry. Millions watching Stinchfield right now exclusively on Newsmax, one of the top cable news networks in the nation. Watch Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Eric Bolling, Mike Huckabee, Rob Schmidt, Lindsey Keith, and Sean Spicer for the real news. And Newsmax is your trusted source for news. Find them on RTC 236, Dactyl 338, NDTC, NCC, Consolidated Cable Vision, DirecTV, Dish, Fubo, and more. Just check your cable guide. But remember, Midco still won't carry Newsmax. Come on, Midco.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, live from the Elks Club, Bismarck today, saluting veterans. And it's one thing to salute veterans, and it's another thing to serve 1,200 of them a Thanksgiving meal to die for. Think about that, folks. That's what's happening here today, thanks to the great folks from Action Movers and Schwann, Buick GMC, Cadillac, Qualians, Valet Service and Marine, First International Bank and Trust. Welcome to the party. Joined this year. That's fantastic. Northwest Contracting and all our friends at 550 K-Fire and the team from iHeart Media. Todd has been, he obviously thinks more of his job as a tester a taste tester in quality control than he does being on the show, because he's been called into that very important duty, because we want to make sure this meal is perfect. And if you can't be here today, I'll give you the next best thing. Harwood PetroServe USA meatloaf dinner today. Not bad. Valley City pulled pork or French dip sandwich. PetroServe USA home cook and grab and go convenience is so dang good. The chicken in a lot of their locations, that hot stuff. Pizza is so good. Oh my gosh. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood today off I-29. Cod filet in Glendon today. PetroServe USA home cook and grab and go convenience. Today is about veterans. If you call 855-200-1776, our 24/7 line. We're calling it the Action Movers. Schwann, GMC Cadillac. Hotline today for the veterans. You call 855-200-1776. If you are a veteran, tell us a story. If you want to give a shout out to a veteran, either one. It's got to be about a vet.
A good idea.
From a vet or by a vet. And we'll give you a $25 gift card from MyPillow if you call 855-200-1776. Our love, our gratitude for the veterans of this country is difficult to put into words. But I feel right now, as a 57-year-old white male, that I am under attack from every front. And not just because I'm a white male, because I'm right now in a state that powers the world, for crying out loud, feeds the world, and who's our number one enemy? The federal government. You can't make it up. We are under attack from the federal government at this very moment about everything we do well in the great state of North Dakota. Thankfully, that's why we have a legislative session going on right now, and we're going to get an update on how they're doing on fighting off that woke mob from Washington, D.C. Is that too strong, Todd, or do I need to tone it down a little bit?
It fits.
Okay, it fits.
It's not necessarily the whole government so much as certain factions of the government that feel like their voice should be the dominant voice, even though they're not the dominant ones.
I have another veteran on the phone. You know what his name is? Jim. You know what he does for a living?
Flags.
That'd be the guy. Semper Fi, my good friend. Happy Veterans Day to you, Jim, the flagpole guy.
Semper Fi to all the veterans out there. Semper Fi to all of the non-veterans out there that honor the veterans. Semper Fi to America, always faithful. That means in the face of adversity, in the face of evil, we don't turn and run. We turn and face it. And I just sit around and I think about, Scott, you know, I was born in 1965. And I think about my childhood. And I think about the fact that I was allowed to be raised by parents who didn't have to worry about all of these outside forces. Now, you're talking about the U.S. federal government. They seem to be doing everything that is antithetical to the way that I was raised. I'd like to thank all those that came before me that faced evil and spanked it.
Spanked it. I like that term. And we have. And there's a lot of it out there now again, still, today. Right, Jim?
Well, that's America. That's the problem with freedom. It allows us to be stupid. Now, I've been my fair share of stupid, but they're in high places now, and they're trying to speak for us and they're not listening. Now, I think of World War II. What happened when the men went over there and they saw what was going on and they finally acted and they went over and they spanked it. They shut it down. Now, after World War II, we had Korea and we had Vietnam, and we thank them equally. After World War II, though, the world was tired of war, and we told them, basically showed them, if you're going to act that way, we're just going to have to put you down. We need that again. Now, how it takes effect, whether it's physical or the American people in a new way spanks this down, it's got to stop. I'm worried for my children, my grandchildren, and what way that goes, I pray that it ends in peace, but when you don't want to listen to me, you want to listen to what they're saying, and it's totally antithetical to the American Constitution, and it's time for Americans to rise up in their own civil capacity and put this away. And I don't know, but I'm so grateful for those that showed us how to do it, and whatever it takes, we need freedom back in this country. And thank you to the veterans that showed us the way.
You are a treasure, my man. You are an absolute treasure. I don't know that any truer words have been spoken. And it's why we love you. And you help people like my friend Steve Swan right here from Swan the GMC Cadillac put up one dang nice flag. That's a Jim the Flagpole Guy flag right there. We broadcast that whole darn deal when it went up. And he can do it for you, too. Jim the Flagpole Guy at ndflagpoleguy.com or call him right now. Because if you don't have a flag at your business or your home, farm, ranch, come on. It's time. 571-FLAG. Thanks, Jim. God bless you. Happy Veterans Day. More stories coming up.
Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing, too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.